boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I feel like anytime either one of us is out in public, one thing that we always get comments on about our show is how we laugh.
Yeah.
And, you know, some comments are nicer than others. We've gotten the, oh, those two piggies in the afternoon.
We have.
To which I say, thank you. Or like, oh my gosh, you guys really laugh like that.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing that you are, Destiny, it's you're very self-aware that
yes.
You're a loud laugher.
Yeah.
Call it what you want. A witch laugh, a cackle. The list goes on. Now, what the people may not know is that we have street teamer Andrew, who comes in and helps us with random stuff with the show. He helps out with videos that you see on our social media pages. He helps out with audio for our podcasts mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And over the weekend, I get an email from Andrew, who was here at the station doing some work. And he was like, hey, I have something for you. Take a listen and let me know.
He just emailed you because I didn't get
Yeah, you weren't on it. Because he was like, let me know, like, is Destiny going to be cool with this? And I made the executive decision of, yes, you will be.
You said I was going to be cool with it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I decided. So obviously, poor Andrew has to listen to these doofuses and our voices way more than anybody should have to. So he was noticing something as he was editing about your laugh. I don't even know what that's about.
Well, what does that mean?
That's you laughing. Go ahead, hit it again.
That sounds like a clown.
Okay, well, Andrew, I don't know how many times he listened to it to be like, what does that sound like? And what he landed on after what it sounds like some other opinions coming in too from people who were here in the building over the weekend, he landed on that you sound like the Joker.
Oh, I'm not gonna kill you. I'm just gonna hurt you. Really, really bad.
That is your laugh layered on top of the Joker's laugh. Which, you know what? I've never heard that one before, but it's creepily accurate.
Oh my God, it is.
So I guess now that's what you can say when people...
And honestly, my makeup looks like it.
Maybe. I'm not going to comment on your appearance. I'm not doing it.
Have you seen me do my lipstick sometimes? Especially after I've had some drinks.
Just keep that comment to yourself, please.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you ever feel
like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Jinx, you owe me a corn on the cob.
Besides that, I couldn't help myself. Do you ever feel or notice that your hairstyle affects how people treat you?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if you have your hair up in a bun, it's like they don't care about you.
Okay.
They think you just like didn't really care about your fashion that day.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, dude, do you know how much work you have to put in for a bun?
Dude, a messy bun is never simple. So
dude,
this is something that people are talking about on TikTok. And I feel like it's been around for a while and it goes through waves of people like really hyping it up. And people are just calling it hair theory, basically saying the way that your hair is styled or even colored or the length, if you chop all your hair off, that it affects the way that people look at you and how they treat you. So in general, I mean, it depends who you are, but a lot of the times, like really voluminous, like wavy, big hair, a lot of people think, oh, you're like really young and like free and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then more like slick back buns or slick back ponytails are seen as like sophisticated and more grown up, I guess. Now I see a lot of waitresses take their stab at hair theory and are like, okay, I'm gonna wear a bun tonight and see how many tips I make. Okay, I'm gonna wear my hair in a braid tonight and see how many tips I make or a bubble braid or whatever. And honestly, most of the time they do notice a difference that they get treated a little bit different depending on how their hair is styled.
Okay. I've noticed that anytime I have my hair up, whether it's a bun or a ponytail, people think I'm like sad for some reason.
Really?
They really do. And I think it's because you see more of my face, because like I tend to have like my hair when it's down tends to be more in my face, so I think it covers it more.
Yeah.
So when my hair is pulled back, you tend to see my face more, and I tend to have dark under eyes, so I think they think I'm like crying or something. Oh. And I'm like, nope, just bags, man. Didn't get a lot of sleep. And so I think they think I'm like crying all the time, and I'm like, dude, it's just my hair is pulled back. You're seeing a lot more now. Mm-hmm. So I have noticed that. I will also say, now that I'm blonde, people think I'm dumb all the freaking time. And it's not, I'm not just saying that, they really think I'm dumb, and I'm like, I'm not
dumb. And I've
been all lot. I've been all hair colors. They think I'm dumb.
So okay. I'm like, are you okay? I don't, what do you want me to say? Jeez, you made it sad.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Nobody likes a bad first date, but they happen to us, and all we can do is laugh. So I'd like to share this story with you today. Mm-hmm. She said, I took a risk and agreed to go to a concert for a first date with this guy.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Mm, I'm glad you think that. We were having a lot of fun.
Do you know who?
Didn't Sorry. Mention. That is important, though, actually. Because, yeah. Like, I mean, like, God, I don't know.
You know.
Post Malone would versus be great. Nickelback. Very different.
Also,
vibes.
Nickelback would be awesome.
Horrible. We were having a lot of fun, and one beer turned into many beers and ended with taking shots. After the concert, we went back to his place and knocked out for the night. At 3:30 in the morning, I woke up with throbbing pain in my ankle. I tried to stand up and I could not put any weight on it. I thought it was broken or somebody had to have jumped on it while we were dancing at the concert. So half asleep and still a little bit tipsy, I hopped into his kitchen and grabbed a bag of frozen spinach. I went back to bed, I laid the spinach on my ankle and immediately fell back asleep. The next morning, there was spinach everywhere. In his sheets, all over his floor, even in the crevices of his bed frame. And he looked at me and just said, why would you do this? I got out of there as fast as possible, and he didn't even help me hobble down the stairs. I went to urgent care and confirmed that I had, in fact, fractured my foot. And I never heard from my date again. Can you imagine that?
Oh, man. That was wasted spinach.
That's what you care about?
Yeah, that was some good spinach.
Whatever, you would never say that spinach was good.
I love spinach.
I don't buy that.
I like it more than lettuce. Okay. Like, if I go to Subway, I eat.
Why is this what we're talking about?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Crap.
You know what? I don't even care what's happening. I'm just outside. I saw the dumpster and I realized today's trash day for me and I missed it.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
What do I do? I've never been in this scenario. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever had trash. It's been like, what? I've lived in my place for 4 weeks and I've already missed a day. And that was today. What do you do?
Like, so now are you full? Like, what do you...
I don't know. That's my boyfriend's job.
So you have no idea if your can is full?
Nope. I don't open it. He opens it and he drags it out. So I don't know what's going on in there. Mm. But yeah, now officially we have to wait another week because today was trash day. And it's 4:01. Mm-hmm. Just remembered right now in this instant.
That's weird that yours is a Tuesday. Mine's a end of the week kind of thing, which is nice.
I know. It's not enough time to like realize what day of the week it is. So yeah, that's
usually
sucks.
What I do is you leave them in the garage and then wait until you have a week that it's a little bit of a slower week, and then you end up adding it to the can that week.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually what you do.
I gotta figure out how to make like zero trash the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's the only thing I can tell you.
That's unfortunate.
Because you can't put it in another trash can. That's illegal.
Well, yeah, I know that. But I also am not going to put the nasty garbage in my car.
There be people doing that in my neighborhood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you've thought about it.
I have thought about it. But at an old place where I used to live, there was an apartment building that was across from me. Mm-hmm. And people would do that so often. There'd be people, I'd tell them, I'm not kidding you. There'd be people who would just drive up to that apartment building and they would
just dump stuff.
They would just dump their trash and drive away. And then that apartment building got so fed up, there were security cameras straight on the trash.
Nope.
That's it.
No. Nope.
They had security cameras just on the trash. And it didn't stop the people. They still did it.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk that. But if you see me with a wig and a fake mustache on, just know it's not me.
I'll tell you where the apartment is. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Are the mics on?
Pets, you got to love them. But then there's those moments where you're like, oh, my God, I love you, but I hate you sometimes.
You drive me nuts.
You drive me nuts. And that's because they're getting into something that they really shouldn't be eating. And I want to know what that is.
Call us at 319-200-1029.
Well, I'm having a problem with my cat, the newer cat that we just adopted, Mochi.
Yeah.
He's been getting into my hair ties.
You're playing a dangerous game.
I know. This happened one time. I noticed he liked my hair ties. He liked playing with them. And then, he ate it. And then, you know, the next morning, it came back up.
Oh, he fully ate it.
Oh, yeah, he ate it. But then, it came.
What goes down must come up.
Right. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to start hiding my hair ties. I thought I hid them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, hair ties are like bobby pins. You didn't hide them. They're somewhere in the house. You just don't know where they're at.
He keeps finding
them. And I don't know where they're at. And he keeps finding them. And then they come back up. And then I have a mess to clean up. And so it keeps happening. And I don't know where these hair ties are at.
Right. Well, and the problem is there's nothing else you can, you can't just stop buying hair ties. I guess you could switch to,
I need them for the gym.
Scrunchies, but even then he probably still would gnaw on those.
He would love a scrunchie, I bet. I'm like, I don't know what is so fascinating about a hair tie, dude.
I wish I knew, but I don't know.
I'm like, isn't your food good enough? Like,
yeah, something about leftover hairspray and rubber versus chicken and tuna. I don't know. Process is off.
I don't know about you. Every time I see my pet eating something they really shouldn't, my first thought is, why? I feed you well.
I always think about that. You have good food and you're choosing that.
And I feed you human food sometimes too. It's not like I don't spoil you. Why are you eating that?
you're onto something there.
I just don't get it. What's something your pet eats though that they really shouldn't because apparently they think their food's not good enough?
Mm-hmm. You can still call us and tell us what that is at 319-200-1029. Bill, what about you?
We have two dogs, and they're now starting to eat cat coated with kitty litter.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Yeah.
My dog likes it, too, and I hate to admit it. It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
I don't know. We don't either.
That would be one of my fears about getting a dog now, having cats.
Girl, it's bad. That's gross. We have to shut doors. It's to the point, I'm like, is your food not good enough?
That's what I'm saying.
How is this better?
I don't think it is. I hope it's
not.
And
then she tries to lick my face.
Okay.
And I'm like,
ew, ew, ew.
I don't love you that much. I love you, but not that much.
It's funny. It's really not funny, actually. Let me take that back. This weekend, my cat, Romeo, decided to start getting into something that really makes no sense to me. So I have been trying to decorate my place, and I got a cute little decorative bowl for my coffee table. And then I got it's basically potpourri, kind of dried.
Oh, no.
It's not scented though. I did that on purpose. I didn't want them to be attracted to it, but it's little cardboard, not cardboardy, but flowers, dried stuff that I put in this bowl. Immediately, Romeo thinks it's his. So he not only steals them from the bowl and runs through the house like a track star, he has
started doing it only when I'm asleep because he knows I won't stop him. And I've found little like bite marks out of all of the pieces. Like the ball that I grabbed this morning that was under my bed had a chunk bitten out of it. So I'm like, okay, first of all, not a toy for you. That's not, I didn't buy
also,
that for you.
Also, it's not even flavored.
It's also not flavored, and it's also not a snack at all.
That makes zero sense.
No, it doesn't. It makes
If it was flavored, I'd get it. But this one is not flavored. It's not scented, so it's nothing.
Yeah, it is the Hobby Lobby bland special. That's it.
What is something your pet eats that really they shouldn't be? Because it's not their food. It's something that is normal, like hair ties. That's not for cats or dogs.
Or spiders.
Potpourri.
Spent like $8 on that crap.
From Hobby Lobby. That's not for you.
It's not a toy and it's not a snack, but my cat keeps eating it. It's really frustrating.
It's supposed to look cute on the dining room table. Not anymore.
I'm not giving up yet. Anyways, we want
to
know.
If you come to Taylor's for Thanksgiving and there's bite marks in it, mind your business.
If you sit on my couch and a cardboard flower pokes you in the butt, don't do not talk to me about it because it's really upsetting.
What okay. What is this?
Is that a random potpourri?
This is weird. Oh. Thanksgiving.
It makes me so mad. I can't talk about it anymore. We want to hear from you. What's something your pet eats that they really should not? You can call us at 319-200-1029. Sharon, what about you?
I used to have a cat that would eat string.
I feel like that's so common. And it's worse when that string is attached to like a decorative pillow or a throw blanket.
Mm-hmm.
It's very irritating.
Yeah. And you're like, get this out of your mouth before you ruin it.
Yeah, exactly. Nick, what about your pets?
My sink. I literally have caught my dog carrying cutlery to our living room several times a day.
Like fork and knife?
Oh, I actually have a picture of my dog with a knife.
Oh my God.
Trying to sneak it out. Yes. Very nice guy, but the picture does make him look a little bit ominous.
Menacing.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I saw one of, honestly, the most wisest things that I have ever seen on TikTok. Some advice that I feel like I need to pass on to everybody else, because if I was single and maybe still hung up on an ex or a situationship, I wish I would have known this. Mm-hmm. Okay. She basically was on there saying, like, okay, if you're struggling to do the, like, cut you off, no contact, oh, I've maybe had a glass of wine or two and I'm feeling like I want to text my ex, but I know I shouldn't. What you need to do is send them to the graveyard.
Okay.
Not condoning illegal activities, obviously. We're not really sending somebody to a graveyard.
I'd be down. No, I'm just kidding. Nope. I was kidding. I was kidding.
Like,
I
always are way too down for that. No, you don't actually put them in a graveyard. You're going to put them in the graveyard of your phone's contact list, a.k.a. a little more difficult to get to them. You can't easily access their number and just call them or text them up. So what you're going to do, if you're really going to put somebody in the graveyard, you're ready to be done with them. You don't want the temptation. You're going to change their name of their contact to a tombstone emoji, so it looks like a graveyard, right? Because then when you do that, obviously your contact list is alphabetized. So if you use it just an emoji, it goes to the bottom of the list.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to, like, when you scroll for Jack at 3 a.m. and you're feeling lonely, you're not going to find Jack there. He's going to be at the bottom.
Got it. Yeah.
It's a little tombstone. Now, obviously, you date around. You probably have a couple people that you don't want to, like, drunkenly text on accident. So the graveyard will grow. And in that case, you're not going to remember these people's phone numbers. So you're not even going to know which one is Jack and which one is Joe.
Can you do two gravestones? Can it be gravestone and then one gravestone and then another one gravestone?
Yeah.
Or is the second one going to have to be two gravestones?
No, you can have the same. You can have the same contact. I think I have like more than one Tyler in my phone, and I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm not going to text Tyler. I don't know who that Tyler is. So you do that with gravestones, so that you.
Girl, I needed this so long ago.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have had this because it would have saved a lot of stupid decisions.
I made so many dumb decisions. I needed this.
But also part of me is like, it's not too late because you never know what's going to happen.
I'm still tempted to do it. There's a couple of guys that I'm like half tempted just in case they were to text. I just want to have that there.
You know what I'm thinking tonight?
Not that I would text him. I just would like to see a grave emoji pop up. And I'd be like, nice try.
You're going full Grim Reaper mode tonight.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Despite what it sounds like, I swear to God, I do not have security cameras to spy on my boyfriend.
But you do that a bit.
She's not wrong, okay? Yeah, I spied on him a couple times yesterday when he was leaving the house, and I did talk through the camera, and I was like, where are you going? Because I was like, if he's going to the store, give me some candy. But anyways, that's one reason why you should get a security camera.
I am always jealous of people that can, like, talk through their Ring doorbell or whatever they have.
Yeah, and I know I think it was yesterday you were telling me that you were like laying in bed and you swear to God you could hear hyenas.
Dude, I woke up at 3 a.m. to, like, I'm not kidding, the hyenas from The Lion King outside. I have since done some YouTubing and Googling. I think it was a fox, but I thought there was a hyena outside.
And this is why you need security cameras, so that you could...
I could have looked.
You could have looked. Yeah. You could have hopped on and then proven it was not hyena from Lion King.
Or maybe it was.
It was a fox. And so that's number two reason why you should get it. Number three, why you should get security cameras. Mm-hmm. And this is why, this is hands down the best reason, is you can have fun with them. This is a new thing that Neighbor Man and I have started doing, is that I've told you that you can arm them, and when they are armed, they will start taking videos, or like they'll start recording when they detect people at your door or when they detect like some type of motion or some type of movement. So again, last night we had a raccoon problem.
Another one outside? Or the same one?
No, we had four last night.
Shut up!
Four!
Whole family.
Oh, the whole bunch was there. So, yeah, they started recording, and it went off. It kept going off last night. From midnight until 4 a.m., the raccoons were having a heck of a time at our doorstep. because the security camera noticed them, it started recording it, and I could watch it this morning. But now, again, what we started doing is that when we come home, myself or Neighbor Man, the security camera sees us, it starts recording.
Yeah.
We start doing silly things in front of it.
Okay.
Started with him flipping the camera off.
How loving.
And now I do silly dances in front of it. Mm-hmm. Or I also flip it off, or I give him the loser sign or whatever it may be, or say something silly. And so that is now our new thing, is like when we come home, we try to outdo each other by being funny.
Mm.
So this is why I'm telling you should get security cameras, and then you could do something funny in front of it. And then when your boyfriend gets the alert from it, he can watch back the camera and he could watch you being stupid.
No. I'm not trying to be caught up. I get away with bringing home a lot of bags, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That is my biggest thing, is I don't want to be caught up with my Target bags.
So then you just need to disarm it and it won't record you.
See, and that's the other thing. You keep saying you arm them, which means they just record. Yeah. I want to arm them with cool stuff like potato guns or something. You know what I mean? Like, we're armed and dangerous.
And start shooting potatoes at people.
Exactly that. I feel like I've been trying to lay low today. I've been tiptoeing around, avoiding any sort of contact with HR, because I screwed up so bad last night.
Why?
So I have this problem, okay? It's a real issue. I fall asleep while I'm using my phone. Mm-hmm. And I did that last night as I was scrolling on TikTok. And what woke me up was the blaring sound of a FaceTime ringtone at 11:35 p.m., and I was like, oh my God, who am I calling right now? Shake myself awake to realize I am calling none other than our coworker, Chris Jackson, from our sister station, X107.5. Because I guess he was in my recent call list, and I realized, oh my God, it's 11:35. Oh my God, he's my coworker. Oh my God, this feels really inappropriate, and I feel like I'm sending the wrong message right now. Chris, I didn't mean to.
This is what kind of the message you're sending.
That's what I'm saying, right? Nothing good happens after 10 p.m.
Nope.
I have a hard line. You shouldn't bother your coworkers outside of work.
No.
Don't do that. And here I am FaceTiming
after 10 p.m.
at 11:35. I freaked out. I'm not kidding. I was basically asleep.
Did he answer?
No, because it only rang twice. And I seriously, I think my boyfriend was asleep beside me. And I seriously out loud was like, oh my God. And he was like, what? What? And I was like, I just accidentally FaceTimed one of my coworkers and hung up. And I was waiting. I couldn't fall asleep after that because I was like, oh my God, is he going to text me and do the weird thing of like, did you mean to do that? Or like, why are you calling me? What do you want? And he didn't. He never said anything until I thought I got away with it. I was like, it didn't ring enough for it to go through as a notification on his phone. I'm good. He texted me at 3 o'clock today. He said, did you mean to FaceTime me last night or was that an accident?
Dang it.
I said, what do you mean? Of course it was an accident, you freak.
Oh my God. Wait. Yeah. Manipulation. Put it back on him.
Flip this back on you, weirdo.
Yeah.
And he said, I honestly thought I dreamt it. And then I saw it on my phone this morning.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely not, sir. And then he said, lucky for you.
Actually, you FaceTimed me, Chris. You FaceTimed me first. And I was just trying to be nice. And I FaceTimed you back because I thought it was an emergency.
I could have
said
that.
That's what you should have said. You should have manipulated him. What is gaslighting him?
You should have gaslighted him. Girl bossed.
Gatekeeped.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
No theme this week. Nothing. It's kind of a boring week. Nothing really to look forward to.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, the Olympics are over. Fall's still not here.
It's like too early to like really get in the fall spirit.
Back to school's quite not yet here yet. It's not yet.
So it's like there's not really anything going on.
The theme this week is basic trivia.
The theme is nothing.
The theme is nothing. So the trivia question tonight. 3 out of 10 people have done this in their car. What is it? Which means one of your coworkers have.
Yeah, at least one. Juicy. You can accuse people tomorrow. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
The sad thing is I really do see you in our meeting tomorrow.
So,
who's done it?
Which one of you nasties have done it?
3 out of 10 people have done this in their car. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question is going to make tomorrow's meetings fun.
Awkward.
Oh, you think awkward?
Maybe.
Yeah, because tonight's trivia question is like 3 out of 10 people, so you know there's 1, 2, 3 of your coworkers that have done this.
Totally.
So when you're meeting tomorrow, you could be like, all right, losers, who's done it?
Yeah, start interrogating people. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So 3 out of 10 people have done this in their car. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Michael said, slept in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like very much college
for me. I was going to say college. Yeah. When you're going from like classes to work to classes to work.
Yeah, if you only had like 20 minutes, it wasn't worth going home.
Mm-mm.
Take a little nap, ski in the car.
Oh, 100%. 6995 said done their makeup.
Yeah.
Have I?
Not ideal, though.
In the passenger seat. And the bumps, man.
It's not worth it.
No.
It's really not worth it at all. Rick said change their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
And the bottom part's not easy. Not with a seatbelt on.
No, not with a seatbelt on. And I feel like, yeah, it's just, how do you like shield yourself mm-hmm. from surrounding areas?
No, that's just when you wave to him. Howdy, how you doing?
No. I don't think so. I don't think you wave.
You like the show? Okay, just kidding.
No, not me.
3 out of 10 people have done this in their car. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in about 3 minutes.
That definitely wasn't me.
Sounds like it. Was not at all.
The question tonight for Let's Get Quizzical was 3 out of 10 people have done this in their car. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
3 out of 10 people have flipped someone off in their car. That's what they have done.
It's been a minute since I've done that, I think.
I learned the hard way.
Oh, yeah, you did it to the wrong person.
It was somebody who I don't think had clocked in yet as a police officer. They were like...
As if that matters.
It does. I think they were like, I don't think they had clocked in yet, but this is why I will never flip anybody off ever again. But I had flipped them off, and then they got right next to me on the road, and they showed me their badge. And I was like, oh, yep, well, all right. Well, now I'll never flip anyone off again, because you never know. Who's behind you? It could be a police officer. My bad.
Or grandma.
You know, or your boss.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.